Let's look back on some issues that might have been interesting that are still important today, like establishing higher education in Tulsa.
That was my number one issue when I ran.
Known as UCAT, University Center.
Yeah, University Center at Tulsa.
At Tulsa.
UCAT.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Let's see. How many bills did I lose? Roger Randall was the Senate author because he was pro tem of the Senate. So it was easy for him. He was going to get whatever he wanted. But Dan Draper was his counterpart, Speaker of the House. And they were not about to give us freestanding public higher education in Tulsa. They just wanted us to pay for everyone else's.
In this town, Tulsa was actually the largest community in Oklahoma without a public four-year higher education program.
The largest metropolitan area in the whole United States without publicly supported higher education, above junior college.
Why was there a fight then when we were the only one? Why would there be a fight for sending funds over here?
Because there was limited money, and we were much more interested even in those days in tax cuts than we were in investing in ourselves. It was amazing. You could see the difference in even level of degrees in Tulsa. It was just like a donut hole with no center in Tulsa and the other colleges around Oklahoma. You know, there were 27 colleges in Oklahoma. There was opposition from within, and I didn't know anything about politics until I got into higher ed politics, and there are no politics like those politics. Very, very mean-spirited, very self-serving, self-aggrandizing, you know, just tough politics. I'm this little naive freshman, and little did I know what I was up against, all the colleges. And then the worst thing on the old college council we had under E.T. Dunlap, we had 27 votes. So, of course, even if OU and OSU had wanted something, they were outnumbered by 25 other colleges. They are our research universities, our flagship universities, but they don't count. That's the kind of culture we were up against in those days when we were trying to make improvements to education. It wasn't just on the Common Ed front. It was also on the big time on the higher ed front, and they were very resentful. Even someone as smart as Cleta Dethridge, she represented OU, and she couldn't afford to be seen carrying a flag for Tulsa. Dan Draper, the Speaker of the House, represented Stillwater. The former Speaker of the House was Bill Willis from Tahlequah. He represented Northeastern. They couldn't afford to be for Tulsa. They just wanted us to send the money down for the higher ed budget. So, guess what happened? Twyla Mason Gray used to read. She would read the House Journal, which has the summary of everything that happened. You know, it's very boring, just all the little votes that are taken, committees, what happens in committee when something's on its way to the floor, blah, blah, blah. Well, she noticed that the higher ed appropriation bill had not been appropriately voted out of the Appropriations Committee by the full committee. So she called a point of order when we were passing the higher ed appropriation in 1972. She called a point of order, and this is close to the end of session here, called a point of order and pointed out from the House Journal where this omission had occurred. So we had to do a separate vote on the emergency. You know, we passed the higher ed appropriations with flying colors, but then we voted on the emergency. And we scuttled around and tried to get friends to help us vote no on the emergency. And we did. By one vote, we stopped the emergency from passing. And the legislature just went bananas. And we didn't know what to do. You know, we were bumping into each other, and I remember Twyla and I, Aline Baker, our other female freshman, bumping into each other as we were getting out of the chamber and running to offices. And Bob Hopkins, who was the only person in the Tulsa delegation who had a real position of authority, which was chairman of transportation, had an office with a table in it. The rest of us just had a little desk, but he actually had a meeting table. So we met around this table for the last weeks of session, and we couldn't decide what to do and what would be the compromise and how we would get something through to have Tulsa included. So the Regents had done a study and we had some choices. They gave us models, and one of the models was a consortium model. Or we could become Tulsa University, and I'd lost at least two bills trying to make us Tulsa State University. Those had gone down in higher ed committee earlier in the session. I didn't know any better, but I called meetings of the Tulsa delegation, and all these important people came, you know, all the senators and House members, because I didn't know you weren't supposed to do that. Only the dean of the delegation should have called the meetings, but I was a freshman. What did I know? So Vida Smith, Roger, and Charlie Ford, and Bill Polis, and all the old characters came. And we finally decided that a consortium might be the way to compromise because we thought Bill Willis so objected a branch of OSU. We thought Dan Draper objected to our having a branch of Northeastern, we thought. So we thought maybe a consortium was the way to go. But the way the back finally was broken on this holdout, we all holed up in Bob's office for these days at least, might have been 2 weeks. Jim Forrester, who was a Republican in the legislature at that time, said, well, he thought it was about time to take a bottle of whiskey around to Dan Draper and just talk turkey. Maybe it was a bottle of wild turkey. I don't know. So he went to see Dan Draper, and he came back, and he said, done. And we had a consortium.
What colleges were part of this consortium?
The two flagship universities would offer courses there. OU and OSU, and Northeastern and Langston. Those were the four colleges. And Roger and I had gone out to Denver and seen how the campus consortium at Auraria worked. And my son was also in a college that was one of five colleges back east with the University of Massachusetts. So we'd seen that consortiums could work with different colleges awarding different degrees in their appropriate subject. And our dream was to contract out for other courses from Oxford, Cambridge, who knows where. But if we needed them, if we had gaps and needed other courses, then we could contract for those. But that was years later that we got our own budget, that we were put in charge of our budget. But initially, we just got the bill, the right to exist, and an appropriation. So we started out as the University Center at Tulsa, UCAT. And then later, many years later, we decided that we could become our own university just by dint of moving Rogers State College to Tulsa and let it be the administrative head of the consortium. We did, and it was. But we had trouble even there because we couldn't contract out, and that was an addition we wanted to do. And then eventually we became OSU.
And so today it stands that OSU is very much on their own, developed a huge program here, and so is Oklahoma University. Both of them are standalone.
At the graduate level. But OSU has the undergraduate level. Yeah. They're in charge of the undergraduate now. We're no longer a consortium.
But what's happening today had to all take place for what you've just explained.
That's right. By our holding up higher education appropriation and said, we want to be part of it too. We'll pass your emergency clause, which is a two-thirds vote. You have to have two-thirds of the legislators present.